She put on a ghoulish voice. The creepy creep looked creepy, creeping away at night. I didn't like the way that she was making a joke of it. He can't be all that creepy, I told her sharply, if my mum's going out with him. And staying in. I had been trying not to think of that. I reckoned I had turned my bedside light off just after 10:30. It was 2:00 in the morning when I woke up and saw him leave. I don't know what time he'd arrived or what they did. Maybe he just came in and sat with her in the kitchen over a late-night cup of tea. Maybe they moved through onto the brand-new sofa and kissed and cuddled. And maybe they went to bed. She'd left my father after all. She hadn't gone to all that trouble just to drink tea with someone else. There was no need for that. All the time we'd been living at our old house, she had spent hours with Henry Maddox from next door. I'd burst in from my Saturday morning swimming class to find the two of them sitting over their endless cups of coffee at the kitchen table and rabbiting on about how hard it was to grow celeriac, or what a nuisance it was that the best weed killer in the world had just been banned. Often I'd leave them droning on about peach rot or potato blight and go upstairs to find Dad napping on my bed. He'd open one eye. Oh, sweetie, you're back. So, how was swimming? It was such a stupid question. I'd ignore it. I'd dump my damp towel on the floor and wait for him to tell me whichever joke Sajid had passed on at the change of shift. There's always at least one. Then, while I was kicking off my shoes, Dad used to lever himself off my bed and ask, "Is it safe to go downstairs yet?" "No, Henry's still here. How did you manage to sneak up here without him seeing you?" "He was so busy going on about that new garden centre on the bypass that he didn't hear me come in." Finally, Henry would push off home, and Dad would come downstairs to get told off. "Tony, I'm sure that Henry knew that you'd come back to the house. You ought at least to poke your head around the door and say hello to him before sneaking up for your nap." No, definitely nothing going on there. This Richard Naylor was another matter. But no one wants to imagine their mum or dad being lovey-dovey, even with one another, let alone with some stranger. I wasn't going to think about it. Maybe it was a bit babyish, like clapping your hands over your ears and chanting blah, 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 when you don't want to hear what someone's saying. But I put a stop to Alice's suggestive smirk by saying, "Well, there'll be nothing going on tonight because I will be there to watch him leave." "How come?" "Because Mum says he's coming by to meet me." I saw the way she rolled her eyes, and it annoyed me even more. I've told you half our class come from split homes. So why should my best friend suddenly start to act as if this Richard Naylor must be some sort of gruesome monster that no one in her right mind would want her mother to invite to the house? Isn't that my job? Yes, I think it is.